This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We are going to be talking with some interesting folks in this hour of the program. I'm going to visit him with Don Jones, the old car guy himself. He's been busy doing some traveling and checking out some car shows, so we'll be talking with him momentarily. A little later on, we're going to talk to a gentleman about gas-saving tips for summer travel, as well as gas prices in general. And he also has one other topic that he's going to talk to us about. Dan Watson from theloopage.com will be with us in hour number two of the program. If you'd like to communicate with us, we would love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, let's go out to St. Louis, Missouri, and bring forth the man simply known as the old car guy. Let's see how Don Jones is doing. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing real well. You know, the summer is finally, or spring is finally here. My toes are thawing out, and it's now time to go hit the car show circuit.
That's great. Even in the last couple of weeks, you've visited a couple of different places, haven't you?
Right, yeah. We spent 4 days up in Nebraska visiting some of our clients and doing a swap meet up in Lincoln. Unfortunately, we were hoping to be on radio that day, but we couldn't get a cell tower to pick us up, which was rather surprising for being right in Lincoln, Nebraska. But,
yeah.
So I apologize for not being able to come through with that one. But we found a new salvage yard. We're getting ready to post down near about 100 miles south of St. Louis, near the Mississippi River, with a couple of hundred old cars, but some nice 58 Chevrolets and quite a few American Motors, which we can never find enough American Motors product, believe it or not. So things are starting to pick up here for the old car guys. And we'll be attending a couple more car shows in the area, then we'll start looking for the swap meet. But I had a real interesting visit down in Springfield, Missouri yesterday at a car show down there.
Oh, good. So it's really beginning to heat up on the car show circuit.
Yeah. My granddaughter is going to college at a school down in Springfield and studying business, and her business class actually sponsored a charity car show that we were invited to. So
oh,
I had the opportunity to spend time with my grandkids as well as, with old cars.
That sounds fantastic. While you were at the show, I understand you ran into a vehicle that I wasn't aware of, and it's a Pontiac. In the U.S., it was called the Bonneville, but this was a Canadian version. Tell us about this Parisienne from Pontiac from 1958.
Right, yes. What was going on with the sale of American-style cars in Canada is that they had to different case up there, different market, plus any tariffs that might be added on to the price. So most of the manufacturers started creating cars in Canada. And even though they were very similar to the American version, in this case, the Bonneville or Bonneville, there was some differences. And I believe it's pronounced, you might have to help me with this, Parisian or Parisiani, which I think translates into a female from Paris. But anyway, the Bonneville was introduced in 1957 by Pontiac. They continued it in the United States from 57 to 2005, and most of that time it was their full size. It was the heaviest car, and usually the highest priced car. In fact, it got so big at one time I think it weighed over 5,000 pounds.
Wow.
And then the Stagewagon version was like 210 inches long, so, it was quite a big rascal. But in 58, they started creating it in Canada, and quite often when General Motors built cars in Canada, they didn't really use the same engines as in their like models in the United States. In this case, the Canadian version was powered by Chevrolet engines, and it stayed that way all the way through, and actually over the years used just about every V8 engine that was available. In 58, they were using the 283 and the 348. The stateside engine was a 300 horsepower, 370 cubic inch engine, but the cost, the price or the cost of the engine, they added to the sale price. So the idea for the Canadian market was to try to keep the vehicles a little bit cheaper. And they actually used the frame, what they referred to as the GMB platform, but it was the platform or the frame that they used for the Chevrolet Impala. So when you look at this car, in fact, when I first seen this one, I just seen the first portion of it, the front end, and I thought I was looking at a 58 Impala until I seen it in full side view, where it became quite obvious with the back of the car that it was a Pontiac. And then talking to the guy a little bit and noticing a Quebec license plate and some other things, the guy started filling me in on the details. And this one was powered by a 348 tri-power engine, three deuces, which is any three-deuce car is usually a premium back in the 50s. And this was no exception. And it was just a neat car, very, very close to being number one. It was, in fact, a convertible. But from the firewall forward, it was all Chevrolet Impala. The hood, the engine, the transmission was the two-speed Power Glide. The drivetrain all the way back to the rear end, including the rear end differential and housing, was all Chevrolet. So really, it was like sitting the modified Pontiac Bonneville on a Chevrolet frame and powered by a Chevrolet. So during the conversation, the fellows that were there with the car started filling me in on how they had to take the standard Pontiac parts and cut them down in order to fit on the shorter frame of the Impala.
Wow, some cool stories. And tell us a little bit about the interior of the Parisian.
Right. Even though the drivetrain was Chevrolet, everything inside the car was the Pontiac Bonneville. So it had custom leather. It came with a standard clock. It was just very, very luxurious, for the time. And of course, the cars in the 50s were what you might call a gunboat, and you could have a family reunion in the back seat. So, six people
very
in the car
good.
Was no big deal.
Well, We'll take a quick pit stop. When we come back, more with Don about this very unusual vehicle.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty for people who love cars.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today on Auto World. We appreciate all the stations that take us live, and we also appreciate all the stations that take us on tape delay. And don't forget, you can listen anytime at GCNlive.com during the show or an archive. We also have a podcast available for you as well.
Hey, by the way, if you need classic car insurance, only Haggerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Haggerty.com or with your local agent. Haggerty, for people who love cars. And joining us on the Powered by Haggerty phone lines, the guest line is Don Jones, the owner, the CEO, the man behind the oldcarguys.com. And Don's been telling us about a Pontiac that was sold in Canada for quite some time, starting out in 1958. And he ran across it, was sharing the Impala platform. And as far as the interior accommodations, you started to say, Don, that even though they made the Chevrolet engines, they put the Chevy engines in this Parisienne for Pontiac. But interior-wise, they kept it at a little higher level.
Right, yeah. The again, the Bonneville was the top of the line, not only for the American Pontiacs, but also for the Pontiacs that were created in Canada. So they had the very, very elegant-looking upholstery, real material, a nice elaborate dash. Obviously, it came with air conditioning and radio. Back in those days, they didn't have much more than a standard radio. I think actually they also had, as an option, a tissue holder and other just giveaway type items that were kind of a point of purchase. Oh, by the way, you get one of these so you can show it off to your friends type of items. It was quite the nice car, and it sold for about $5,000 in 57-58 in the United States. I'm not sure how much the price was in Canada, but somewhat less expensive. You know, keep in mind when you're dealing with $5,000 for that type of car, the customer base was sometimes just looking for $10 or $15 difference. A radio could cost $35 extra on some automobiles. An option in the transmission might only be $40. And I think in the Mopars, the Hemi engine was only like a several hundred dollar option at the time. And obviously we know how much they add to the value of a car now. If we equate this to what they were worth then and what they were worth now, these cars, depending on the condition of the car, and the condition being, say, a salvage yard car, you know, going into a junkyard and finding one that had a data plate and somewhat resembled a 58 Pontiac, would be worth about $4,000 to $6,000, particularly if it was a tri-power car. Would be just a junkyard car would be worth $6,000. So the worst one now is worth more money than the brand new one back in 58. Now on the other side of that, if it was showroom shape for a standard convertible, it would run in the neighborhood of about $100,000. And for something with the tri-power or the fuel injection, it could run as much as, say, $150,000, maybe even a little bit more. I did a quick check on Craigslist and an internet search, and what I seen there was pretty well the same as far as supporting those prices. But you could probably find something middle of the line for in the high 20s to low 40s, so they're not that reasonable or reachable for us working stiffs if we really set our heart on it. And it probably would be a good investment car for the times.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd make a very good investment. And the fact here's a full-size vehicle being offered in two-door and four-door configurations, as well as a convertible. Nowadays, Tom, with the exception of a couple of Mercedes products that are six-figure vehicles, you can't get a big coupe anymore.
No, you can't. I'm not sure if that's not going to change with the different times that we're having now. Obviously, a lot of it depends on fuel prices, and you know, with the economy getting better, we're starting to see sales in the restoration area increase. My salvage yards are doing better, and we're starting to see what we might call a trickle down of the increase of what's going on out there with the economy. And hopefully it'll be a couple of good years for us with the classic cars. The one thing I worry about sometimes when I'm talking to a younger audience is the understanding of the sizes of engines. And nowadays, most of the engines we hear about are talked about in liters or, you know, 5.3 liters or whatever, as opposed to cubic inches. So just as a kind of a quick rule of thumb, there's about 61 cubic inches to a liter. So if you're talking a 5-liter engine, you know, they're basically 300 cubic inches, 305 right in that area. Just kind of as a rule of thumb for, you know, for our audience out there, so I don't lose anybody with some of these numbers that I come up with sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's very good to point that out. The metric system was originally going to be used extensively here in the U.S., but there was a lot of pushback, and I think just about the only thing these days that is measured using the metric scale is these vehicles with engines and tiny engines. I never thought I'd see the day where you'd have a 2-liter or 1.8 or 1.6 powering some pretty big vehicles, but with the turbocharging and direct injection and all those kind of tricks, it's brought those engines up significantly.
Yeah, it's I guess the more that I study old cars or automotive history, the more I come to realize how much I do not know. And this was part of the conversation I was having with the two guys that had this car at the car show. It's like, I have to be the sponge. I can't even pretend that I know what the heck I'm talking about when it starts coming to these very, very rare.
Hold that thought, John.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live. Thank you very much for joining us live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNlive.com. We're finishing up with Don Jones, who's been telling us about a vehicle that he ran across just within the last few days, the Pontiac Parisienne, which was a Canadian version of the Pontiac Bonneville. And this vehicle was in production for quite some time. How about pricing wise? What was the score with the Parisienne versus the American Bonneville?
The standard price for the American Bonneville was about $5,000. I'm not sure. I tried to do some quick research to find the original pricing on it. But I would imagine probably $4,800, something about that. A little bit less expensive, but not what we would think about as a showstopper nowadays when we're looking at Chevrolets that might run us $40,000. I'm not sure how the value is affected by the cars built in Canada as opposed to the cars built in the United States. My general thoughts are that this fella's car is probably worth a little bit more money because it's rare with that 348 tri-power engine in it. But I'm not really sure. Maybe I'll have an answer next time we talk.
It sounds great. In the meantime, Don, why don't you give out that telephone number and people can call you directly?
That's correct. You can call the old car guy at area code 314-306-7507, and if I'm not on the road, I'll pick up. Or just go to theoldcarguys.com, and you'll find just about anything you'll need when it comes to a classic or older car.
Fantastic. Great job. And no question, we'll get you back with us real soon.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Hey, folks, by the way, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. You can get a quote at Hagerty.com or with your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And now we're going to go to the guest lines. And our guest lines are powered by Hagerty.com, and bring forth a gentleman who's going to be telling us about gas prices and how to save some money this summer when a lot of people will be taking road trips, and a couple of books he's working on. It's my pleasure to welcome to the airways of Auto World, Neil Bakhoven. Neil, how are you doing? Why don't we begin by talking about gas-saving trips for the summer. Lots of people are going to be out there traveling. And it's kind of historic that come summertime, the price of gas goes up. And it makes us think that the oil companies are gouging a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good question. What it really is a regulatory deal. In 1990, the Clean Air Act mandated reformulated gasoline from April to September, and all the refineries have to refit their gear, and they have to have separate storage tanks and different trucks to carry the reformulated gas. And then, so it's a logistical nightmare right off the bat, but then 34 different states have piled on, and each has their own separate little reformulated gas with boutique types of specifications. So it's a logistical nightmare, and that is the major thing that drives prices up.
Well, it kind of makes sense if you're having all those states requiring specific blends, that's bound to put the pricing up. Let's talk a little bit about some really valuable information that we all can use. We're all looking to save money, and you put together some tips on getting the most out of your buck at the gas pump. What do you suggest, Neil?
Well, probably the simplest and cheapest one that I like the most is just to keep your tires fully inflated. That's so simple. The average American car is driving around on tires that are 7 pounds or more underinflated. And so all that driving around on squishy tires is causing people to waste about 3% of their gas. That's not huge, but it's just so simple. Probably a bigger hitter, well, certainly a bigger hitter, is just keep your car in tune. A seriously out-of-tune car can run 40% extra fuel charges. And so the key things to look at there are your fuel filter, your oxygen sensor, and your spark plugs, and just replace them as the manufacturer specifies. And that that could save you a lot of gas.
It definitely could. And the air pressure is a simple one, but so many people so busy today forget to check that. But you should really be checking it about once a month, and do it when the tires are cold. That's a very important factor, because
that's good. Yeah,
the pressure will go up as you're motoring.
And don't forget to check that spare occasionally too, because otherwise, when you have a flat tire, you might end up finding you have two flat tires.
Yeah, exactly. And if you know, if you have one of those mini spares, they don't seem to be quite as common today as they were a number of years back. You got to make sure that that's got the kind of pressure to keep your car.
Yeah, I was looking
rolling
at mine.
In the
it was
right
60
direction.
Pounds. It was 60 pounds.
Yeah, well, they're almost like bicycle tires in a way. They're certainly bigger than that, but when you look at some of the monster wheels and tires that are out there for 2017, 2018, those temporary spares are quite small, and every now and then you'll see someone, no doubt, a little short on money, and they'll keep that tire on a vehicle for a little too long, and there are guidelines. You're not supposed to keep it on for hundreds and hundreds of miles.
Right, right.
Let's talk a little bit about oil. We're going to be talking a lot about oil in the second hour of the broadcast with the gentleman who has more than 25 years of lubrication experience. But let me get your take on what to do to get the most of your car, most bang for the buck while you're at the gas pump when it comes to oil changes.
Okay. Yeah, I've done some research on that, and apparently the synthetic companies are not just blowing smoke. There is probably a 3 to 5% savings on gasoline use if you do use a synthetic over a standard oil. And also be sure to check your manufacturer's specifications as to what oil you should be using in any regard regarding viscosity, because having too viscous oil in there, just like a 10W30 versus a 5W30, can lower your gas mileage by up to 2%, according to that online Rob's Garage.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And the synthetics do cost a little bit more, but they're also saving you money at the pump, and they're saving you money with the engine wear and tear. So I would very much encourage people to look into synthetics. And again, in hour number two, we're going to talk about AMS oil and some of the best synthetic oil that's available at any price. Another thing that's neglected by people today, when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about engine tune-ups. And I can understand why it can get kind of pricey, but this all can hurt you when it's time to fill up. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Neil Bakoven is our very special guest. Neil is an award-winning PhD geologist and journalist with 35 years experience in mineral exploration. Along the way, he's worked as a geologist for ExxonMobil, and we'll talk a little bit more about his background in a moment, but Let's talk about a couple of other tips that you've got when it comes to saving oil, keep saving gasoline, and keeping more money in your wallet this summer. So another thing, in addition to changing your oil and filter, keep your car tuned up. But another very good point you bring up is your driving style, because if you would like to accelerate, it may be fun, but it's costing you money.
The thing I need to work on the most, if you drive conservatively, drive like a bunny, not a jackrabbit. That's what I've been told. Smooth, gradual starts rather than drag racer starts, and nice, smooth braking. That's going to save at least 10%. And Nebraska University did a study where they showed that gas mileage could be saved or increased by 33% if you were a little bit more conservative.
Very good. Another area that we all should be aware of is today, especially if you've got a new car, relatively new car, a lot of attention has been done to aerodynamics, and it's integrated right into the design of the vehicle. And if you've got roof racks on there, Neil has some advice for you. And also, don't forget about what you're carrying in the trunk of your vehicle. Some people just carry a whole house worth of stuff in the trunk.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing if you can. This blew my mind, actually, about how if you streamline your car, you just Consumer Reports ran a Honda Accord, late model Honda Accord, around a track at 65 and did analyses on it. And they found that just taking off the little roof rack save 5% of your gas mileage. But get this, if when they put a couple of bicycles on the roof rack and drove, it cost them 35% extra gas.
Wow.
So that was way more than I would have thought. And then if you can just lighten up your load a little bit, if you can get the golf clubs and the sand in the back of your truck that you put there for traction, or take the seats out, extra seats out of your minivan if you're not using them. Every 100 pounds that you can lighten up, you'll save about 2% of your gas mileage. So that adds up.
It truly is a golden era of automobiles. There are four-cylinder, you know, five-cylinder, six-cylinder, eight-cylinder, 10-cylinder, 12-cylinder, and one 16-cylinder vehicle being sold today. And, Dan, I'm like you, I kind of like the bigger engines. I know it's very much politically out of vogue to like the bigger engines, but
I googled you and I saw that Corvettes and Mustangs were your early cars, and that's the same. Those are the cars that I most love too. My first car was a 351 Mach 1 Mustang, 69, and I googled Auto Trader to see what those classic cars we're running for now, and they are going for, there's one going Meadowlark yellow was going for $65,000. So you like those Corvettes though too?
I love the Corvettes. I wish I could afford one of the new ones, and they got one coming up that's just simply spectacular. The 2019 Corvette ZR1 is going to put out an awful lot of horsepower, somewhere in the vicinity of about 750 horsepower, and it will top out at 215 miles an hour with an automatic transmission. Unbelievable.
I have to tell you, what the guy who sold me the Mustang, the Mach 1, he said, man, this car is fast. It will run past anything except a gas station. And boy, did I find out. That was the truth, man. It's the opposite of what we're talking about today. So
that's true. And, of course, you know, the modern technology has also done wonders for small displacement engines. There are 1.6 and 1.8 and 2-liter engines that are putting out V8 horsepower of not that long ago. So they're doing a great job at the car companies, but we all got to save money these days, and these are some really great tips that you've put together.
Yeah, I would like to say one little thing about the book that's coming out, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'll gush about this if you don't stop me. I love this book. I think that everybody else is going to like it too. It's a book about our people coming into Europe, Ice Age Europe, long ago, and meeting up with Neanderthals. And that actually happened. And we fought with them, and we interbred with them, because we know that every person of European and Asian heritage has Neanderthal genes. I myself have over 3% Neanderthal in my genes. So, but the story has got love stories and lots of adventure and fighting, and I think people are going to like it. Waldorf Publishing is going to put it out, and in July 15 of 2019, and you can pre-order it a year ahead, July 15 of this year. So, urge you to check it out. I think you're going to like it. It's gotten great reviews.
Absolutely. What's the title of the book, if you can give it to us?
Yeah, it's Mach 2 and the Mammoth People. Mach 2 is the main character. So.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Congratulations. You're an expert in lots of things, including another area that you are an expert in is insects and bugs, including red ants, fire ants, I should call them. But luckily, I'm from Boston and living in Florida right now, but I haven't had the pleasure of running into these fire ants. They sound like they're pretty bad.
Well, yeah. Actually, my daughter is the expert. She got her PhD at Texas A&M, and her dissertation was on fire ants, and I picked up a lot on the sidelines reading her papers and the other papers. But yeah, it's the red imported fire ant, and they have made it to Florida now, so watch out. They sting 14 million people a year, and they cause 80 deaths, so there's something to watch out for.
Yeah, any tips on that? I mean, you got to keep your house maintained with some sort of pest company. I know down here in Florida we have a lot of pests that I didn't have in the Northeast. So I never used to have a regular pest control, but do down here in Florida, hopefully they're taking care of those ants.
Well, yeah, they are here to stay. We're never going to get rid of them, but you can control them pretty easily with a couple of relatively inexpensive, $10 a treatment a couple times a year on a half acre. That will control them and keep them away from your loved ones and your pets and so forth. They hurt when they sting, and they are just vicious little guys. So they attack in big swarms, and you step on a mound, and there can be a half a million of them in the mound. So
oh wow, so they're really microscopic almost in size. And
they're real
small. And what's the best thing to do if you do unfortunately make that mistake and step into a pile of them? Should you get medical attention right away?
Well, normally they're just going to leave little blisters on you. They hurt, but they'll just leave little blisters. But you watch it real carefully, and if you begin to swell up too much, then you probably want to take some antihistamine. And then if you have any shortness of breath or nausea, anything like that, you want to call 911. And it's pretty rare. It's probably less than 1% of people have an allergic reaction to it of any sort, but they kill about one person a year, so they're nothing to sneeze at.
No, definitely nothing to sneeze at. Let me just ask you a question about your own personal choice of geology as a young guy. Is this something that you wanted to get in, or did it come along later?
Well, I found it my second year of college. I was pretty much flunking out of William & Mary in Virginia, and then I found geology, and I loved it. And I basically got straight A's the rest of the couple of years I was there. And so I lucked into finding the thing that worked for me. So, you know, I've had kids that had their ups and downs, too, and you just got to hope that they run into something they're going to fall in love with.
Neil, thank you so much. Neil Brookhaven has been our very special guest here on the broadcast. And we thank you so much. One more time, give out the name of the book from Neil Brookhaven.
Okay, yes. It's Mach 2 and the Mammoth People. It's put out by Waldorf, and you can get it in any of your typical Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Auto World Radio. With great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMS oil pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMS oil continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.